Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Uncomfortable questions, with more uncomfortable answers. It's Sacramento's home of Would You Rather with a wake-up call.
Now, producer Jacob is off, so it's just going to be me, Katie, and Kevin doing Would You Rather today. You've texted in some Would You Rather questions to 73389. Keep them coming, and if you don't hear yours today, you will probably hear yours at some point. It's Would You Rather on the wake-up call. Kevin, would you like to go first?
Yes.
All righty.
Mine is, would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appearing all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
That's a very odd one.
It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. I like that, though.
Because I'm a very emotional person, so...
And you're a very secretive person.
Yes, which is a double-edged sword for me right now. But I think... I rather keep what I do to myself.
Yeah, and I not bet let you would. End- Not for one second did we think you were going to choose, tell everybody with tattoos on my body what I did the day before. You lie about what you did the day
before. No, I don't. I just don't tell everything that happened.
Hold on a second, though. He's also extraordinarily fake. So if he had skin that changed color to how he is feeling emotionally, people in this building would know, even though he's standing in front of me smiling and making, if he turns red, Kevin's not,
if he turns green,
imagine every time he talks to Brew, who does nights here, he turned green with jealousy.
See, I don't think that the way he behaves in the building when he's being fake with people is necessarily a bad thing. Like, are you supposed to show a person that you don't like them with your face and your voice and your words? Like, I think that he is, it's kind of professional.
I think that as long as you're able to do your job, it doesn't matter how you feel about a person.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is like...
But that's also not what he does. He goes above and beyond in the fake
department. You do go above and beyond, but I think that is more professional than like... letting it show how you really feel about somebody.
I'm an actor.
Professionally.
So you're sticking with the tattoo thing.
Heck yeah. You guys aren't going to know what I did last night.
No, he's wait, which one are you choosing?
I'm picking, wait, you told me I picked tattoos?
No, he does not.
No, I picked the skin.
Okay.
I'm never telling you what I'm doing last night.
Of course not. Yeah, we figured that. Yeah. Would you rather on the wake up call? You want to go or you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
Actually, I'll go because this is very simple.
Okay.
Would you rather be beautiful and stupid but unattractive or a genius? And I'd rather be stupid.
Wow.
And here's why. Being hot can get you so far in life. Now, is your life necessarily, does it have a lot of meaning? Who's to say? Also, I'm kind of a pretty little idiot as it is. Like, there's a lot of stuff. We don't do Are You Smarter Than Katie because I'm so smart. We do Are You Smarter Than Katie because there is some stuff I should know that I simply do not.
You are too smart to enter your real life into this question. Like, I don't think that you're stupid. I think that you are smart. I think you know about a lot of things.
Thank you.
But, for this, though, you got to be dumb.
Okay, so I got to be dumb.
Yes. But hot.
Like, really hot.
But, like, so dumb. Remember Jessica Simpson in the first season of Newlyweds, where she didn't know tuna fish was a fish? Like dumb like that. Like,
okay, but
wait a second. The earth is round?
Okay,
dumb.
But as dumb as she was, she still had a pop career and lived in a mansion and was married to a hottie.
But she was dumb. And everybody said she was dumb.
Yeah. But maybe if you're dumb enough, you don't really know that people think you're dumb.
That's true.
So I said she's beautiful.
That's true. Okay. This is mine. Would you rather, Gavin, have the ugliest feet known to man and have to wear flip-flops all the time? Or would you rather have a skin rash that people can see that you can't cover up. I mean, for me, this is a no-brainer.
It is?
I would much rather have the ugliest feet than a skin rash, even a mild skin rash. Like right now, I've got this thing on my elbow. Do you see that?
I do.
It's not bumpy. It's not dry. It's just discolored. And I hate it. It's not even big.
You hate that?
I hate it. I hate this.
So much so
that I called a friend of mine who works at Allure in Granite Bay. And like she's a dermatologist. She diagnosed it. She knows what it is. And now like we're getting a prescription cream to treat it. But like the prescription cream will not be covered by insurance. And it's going to be like $75 that I have to put on my elbow. And I'm like, is it the kind of thing where like once I do it, it's gone forever? Or like, do I have to keep the $75 treatment up? And she goes, we will find out. And it's like, oh my God.
That's like smaller than the size of a silver dollar. And it's unknown. It's completely unknown. You know what it looks like? Looks like you have a scar.
I hate it, especially as because it's new, and especially as like the summer wears on, because I get really tan, it gets more noticeable the tanner I get. So I would rather have ugly feet, because you can cover up your feet. You don't need to wear flip-flops.
You know what I love about this?
What?
I think that you are learning a little bit more what it's like to be a woman.
To be
an aging woman.
Yeah.
To have something on your body that you didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be a woman who like breastfed and then your boobs don't look like the way they did. You're like, this isn't me.
Right.
I hate that this isn't what I look like.
Right.
Gavin.
Thank you.
You just.
Thank you.
Welcome to the fold.
I feel seen. But that's my would you rather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.